Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Bev, Author Tip Monday. So last time we talked about some really simple tips on how to start writing your book and getting it published. We're going to complete that portion with finishing our book because let's be serious. Nobody's going to be interested in a book that has not been finished, and your publisher can't help you until it is. So let's start talking about that. So for you people who have been writing these monstrous books all your life, but you never finished it, this is for you. Phase 3 is finishing. How do you know when you're done? Short answer, you don't. Not really. So here's what to do to end this book writing process well. We always self-critique ourselves. We always want to add more. But at some point, that book is yelling, "Let me go." Here are some tips that will help you do just that. Commit to shipping. No matter what, finish the book, set a deadline, or have one set for you. Then release it to the world. Send it to the publisher. Release it on Amazon. Do whatever you need to do to get it in front of people. You don't put it in the drawer. No. And you don't stick it in a file cabinet. The worst thing would be for you to quit once this thing is written. That won't make you the best work, and it won't allow you to share your ideas with the world. And that is what you want to do, right? Embrace failure. I know that's hard. But as you approach the end of this project, know that this will be hard and you will most certainly mess up. Just be okay with failing and give yourself some grace. That's what will sustain you. The determination to continue, not your elusive standards of perfection. It doesn't have to be perfect. How many books have you read that weren't perfect, but still had an amazing effect on you? Write another book. Yes, write another book. Most authors are embarrassed by their first book. I was embarrassed by my first book. I did a compilation with a cluster of people, and I wasn't satisfied with it. The work was poorly edited, and I wasn't happy. Okay, so I got over it. You live with it, right? But without the first book, you'll never learn the lessons you might otherwise have missed out on. So put your work out there, fail early, and try again. This is the only way to get better. You have to practice, which means you have to keep writing. Every writer started somewhere, and most of them started by squeezing their writing into the cracks of their daily lives, which we all know is very hard to do. That's how I started. And may it be where you begin as well. I don't know. The ones who make it are the ones who show up day after day. And you can do the same thing. Schedule your writing. Schedule your writing. I've said that before. And I'll say it again because it's important. Schedule your writing, or it will always stay in your head. The reason most people never finish a book, want to know? Every year, millions of books go unfinished. Books that could have helped people, brought beauty or wisdom into the world. Books that somebody was just hanging on by the last strand of their hair, waiting on, and they never appeared. Or either you completed a manuscript but didn't know what to do with it afterwards. Worse yet, you wrote a book, but nobody cared about it. Nobody bought it or read it. Ooh, that can hurt. I know. That's happened to me too. But are you a writer or what? I've been there before. In fact, the first couple of books I wrote didn't do that well at all. Even with a traditional publisher, it took me years to learn this. But here's what nobody ever told me. Before you can launch a bestseller, you first have to write one. Ooh, did that hurt? Yeah. What I mean by that is so many writers sit down to write their masterpiece, assuming that's all there is to do it, to just sit down and write. But as I've studied the world's most gifted and successful authors, I've noticed this is not what the masters do. They are far more intentional than simply sitting and letting the words flow. Every great writer needs a system that they can trust. You and I are no different. And yes, I did say a system. But an author's system for how they produce best-selling books after best-selling books is not always the easiest thing to assess. So as a matter of survival, I've had to figure it out on my own. This is what I call the write a bestseller method, which helps me to get my books written and ready to launch. This is part that I never learned in an English class. Producing work that sells is not just about writing what you think is good. It's about finding an idea that will both excite you and excite an audience. It's about being intentional and thinking through the whole process while having proper accountability to keep you going. In other words, the writing process matters, and it matters a lot. You have to not only finish your book, but write one that's worthy of being sold. And if you want to maximize your chances of finishing your book, you need a plan, man. Okay, so here are some bonus writing tips that I'm going to give to you. Number one, only write one chapter at a time. You don't have to sit down and write the whole book, y'all. Don't do that. Please, don't do that. One chapter at a time. Write and publish a novel one chapter at a time. That's it, if you want to. You can do that on Kindle. You know that? That creates sharing and email subscribers and curiosity. I literally mean write and publish one chapter at a time on Kindle. Write a shorter book. Ooh. The idea of writing a 500-page masterpiece can be paralyzing. Instead, write a short book of poems or short stories. Long projects are daunting. And if you're a first-time writer, start small. It builds momentum and your writing confidence. Start a blog to get some feedback early. Okay, getting feedback early and often helps break up the overwhelm. Start a WordPress website or go on Tumblr or someplace like that and use it to write your book a chapter or scene at a time. Then eventually publish all the posts in a hard copy book. This is a little different from traditional blogging, but the same concepts apply. We can create the most amazing books that way. Keep an inspiration list. What inspires you? You need it in order to keep fresh ideas flowing. Read constantly and use the system of capture, organize, and then find the content that you've created. But use a system that works for you. Keep a journal. Oh, Lord. 87 journals I have. Am I serious about journals or what? You need to write a journal, then rewrite the entries in a much more polished book format. I use my journals to help me write my book. Now, surely when you're writing in a journal, you may be emotional and things are all over the place, but you wrote it. You kind of know what it's about. Clean up the pages and perhaps publish a book. it's not that hard to do. Now, if you've written it in a journal, of course, you can read it to one of these apps that will transpose your work into written format, because, you know, the worst thing in the world that a publisher wants is a booklet, a tangible booklet with your work in it. We want digital. Digital, baby. Deliver consistently. Same days, it's easy to write. Some days, it's incredibly hard. The truth is, inspiration is merely a byproduct of your hard work, and you can't wait for inspiration. The muse is really an out-of-work bum who won't move until you do. Show her who's boss, and then mean business. Okay, that's enough for y'all, because I only wanted to give you like 10 to 12 minutes of tidbits, and I didn't want to overwhelm you, so there is so much more we can talk about. Just focus on the things so far in this series and get started writing. And if you've already started writing, send me some samples. Yeah, you can email them to me at bevjonesdur@writersconcierge.com. Okay, get busy, authors. I am so ready to read what you have to write. Until next time.